Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this morning by Robin Cole. She's the executive director with Pawnee Mental Health. Thank you for being here once again.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It's always good to talk mental health here, and there's been a lot going on here at the state level with regards to mental health. The legislative session recently wrapped up here, and today we're going to kind of take a look at some of the things that maybe went well for mental health, maybe some of the things that didn't go so well.
Yes, yes. You know, there were some significant things that happened this year. I guess I'd like to start by talking about just the issue of Medicaid expansion. And the reason that Medicaid expansion is of importance to the community mental health system is that the community mental health system provides services to people regardless of their ability to pay. And that includes both people who have no insurance at all, as well as people who have their insurance through Medicaid, which, of course, is a program of health insurance that is for people who are low income. And so this year, there was a concerted effort to pass Medicaid expansion in the state of Kansas. It was thought that it would extend health care coverage to about 130,000 low-income Kansans. And so on the House side, there was first-round approval given to extend health care coverage, and in fact, through the Medicaid program. And in fact, that approval was passed on a 70-54 vote. But the Senate did not have enough votes to pass Medicaid expansion out of committee, and so it got stuck in the Senate. So then when the legislature returned for their April 30th veto session, there were some moderate Republicans and all of the Democrats refused to vote for the budget unless the Senate allowed a straight vote on Medicaid expansion. So it would have been interesting to have been there in Topeka and to have been listening in on some of those conversations. But after a meeting between moderate Republicans in the House and the Senate leadership, that group agreed that the budget would go forward and that what they considered to be a fair bill, and I'm not sure what that means exactly, but that a fair bill on Medicaid expansion would be worked on and then prepared for the 2020 session. So Medicaid expansion did not come up for a vote. It did come closer, I would say, than it did last year. You know, last year there was also an effort to get a debate on Medicaid expansion, and it also was not allowed to come out of a committee for debate. So it's one of those things that some people would say is inevitable. You know, I don't know if things are inevitable or not, but I know that some people would say that. So we're waiting to see what happens this next year. And it would be a significant benefit, again, to the community mental health system and to people who fall, you know, they fall through the cracks because they don't have the kind of health coverage they need.
Oh, yeah, and you know, everyone knows health insurance costs have just continued to rise for the last several years, and you mentioned that gap here. This is a conversation that's not going to go away anytime soon.
It isn't going to go away, and I think that it may be that what we see is that the need that members of our community have for health insurance will grow rather than diminish. So, this debate is not going to go away, and there's going to continue to be, I think, a lot of discussion and debate about this matter. You know, it's not just a matter of what do members of our community need, but the other reality is that the state of Kansas is paying taxes to the federal government that support Medicaid expansion in all the other states that have expanded Medicaid. And I know some taxpayers who are quite upset that the taxes that they're paying from, you know, as residents of Kansas are going to the federal government and allowing for and helping support Medicaid in other states and not supporting Medicaid expansion in our own state. So there's lots of different ways to look at the issue, and that's one of the considerations that doesn't get a whole lot of voice.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it there. What are some other bills here that went through the legislature?
Yes, you know, the community mental health system was pleased with several issues that that were passed this year. One of the things that happened this year that was quite significant for us is that there was a $5 million additional appropriation made to the community mental health centers for fiscal year 2020. And what's incredible about that additional $5 million appropriation is that it finally brings us back to the level of funding we had in 2006. And when I tell that story, I say this is both the good news and the bad news. You know, the good news is our grant funding from the state has been fully restored to its 2006 levels. The bad news is our grant funding has been fully restored to its 2006 levels.
Yeah.
So it, I don't know too many other industries or services where their budgets or costs are at the same levels that they were in 2006. But in community mental health, that's where we are when it comes to the grant funding that we're receiving from the state. Now, I should make mention, too, that there was a piece of that $5 million that was factored in for inflation. And so there were some additional dollars added to that to take into account the impact of inflation since 2006. So that's going to bring some relief to our budget process, and that's a process that we're involved in right now with our board of directors as we're preparing for the beginning of the new fiscal year that starts July 1. Another piece of the budget bill that passed was an extension that could result in a possible expansion of a school mental health pilot. And people in our area are probably not aware of this because it didn't affect any of the schools in our area. But the state of Kansas several years ago identified four school districts in the state of Kansas that were particularly struggling, you know, in regards to delivering mental health services to their students. These were school districts that were seeing a high level of issues within the student body. And so the state implemented this pilot project in these four school districts with the community mental health centers that were in those districts. And the community mental health centers and the schools worked together to create unique programs to help address the needs, the mental health needs of the students in those districts. And I think it's fair to say that each one of those pilot projects has looked very different depending on the community, depending on what the needs of the students in that particular community were. But they've been pleased enough with the outcome that they have provided funding for an extension of that pilot. And that extension could also result in an expansion into some other school districts. So we'll be eager to see exactly how that money will be allocated and to take a look at the opportunities. So there may be some opportunities for Pawnee Mental Health to work more closely with some of our local school districts on the basis of that expansion of the mental health pilot for the schools.
Talking to some of the school board members we talk to on a regular basis, that's a critical need here because they've been trying to improve the social-emotional aspect of education for quite some time. And I don't think a lot of people grasp how much of an issue it is, especially at the middle school, high school levels, maybe.
I think that's exactly right, and I think that our students are under more pressure than they've been. That then carries into the classroom, which I think then creates an environment for teachers that's probably more difficult or more stressful than it's been in the past. And, you know, you can, when you take a child or a teen who is struggling with serious mental health problems and try to put them into a learning environment, it becomes very difficult for them to actually be able to focus on what the task at hand is, which of course is to learn. And so if we're going to really provide a good learning environment for students, we're going to have to address the mental health or the behavioral health needs that are potentially interfering with their ability to learn.
Mm-hmm. And it's tough for parents because, you know, they don't have all the answers, but that's where you guys come in at.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to say we have all the answers, but let's say that, you know, we do have experience and knowledge and an ability to maybe add some clarity to situations or circumstances that youth and families are dealing with.
Very good. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Robin Cole here, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health, when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.